days before.
"What do you think?" asked the man next to her as he wiped the last of the plaster off his hands onto his work trousers.
"You've done a great job," she replied with a look of appreciation.
"It was certainly a mess before we started," he said with a small laugh.
Glancing sideways at the beautiful and slightly intimidating woman who'd hired him, he wondered again at her calm and collected attitude towards the state the place had been in. It had given him the shivers when he'd first walked in. There had been patches of blood on the floor, glass and broken furniture strewn around, and bullets lodged in the walls almost everywhere you looked. No one quite knew exactly what had happened, but there were rumours going around, and they all seemed to loosely match up.
"Rumour has it, there was a bunch of Russians in here before you took the place," he continued.
Anna nodded distractedly as she checked the wall for any imperfections.
"Some say they had a disagreement between themselves, but I don't think that's what really happened there."
"No?" she asked, turning to face him. "And what do you think happened then, Mr. Butler?" Lowering his voice, Steve Butler leaned in a little closer.
"Well," he said conspiratorially, "my cousin was having drinks a few doors down from here that night, and they were just out having a fag when they heard the shots. Well, they thought there might have been something else at the time. You hear all sorts round here, don't you? But sure enough, they was shots," he confirmed, his expression serious. "My cousin said he saw a load of men in balaclavas coming out after and getting in a van. Swears blind he recognised one of them, and it was a guy who works for none other than the Tyler brothers, the bigwigs who own this area."
He lowered his voice to a whisper, his eyes gleaming with the juiciness of his gossip.
"He reckons they was there to get the Russians out of Soho. It was a turf war," he summarised with a smug nod.
Anna's expression grew cold, and her dark blue eyes flashed dangerously, causing Steve to blink in confusion. "If that were the case, Mr. Butler," she said, her measured tone deadly, "I would be a little more careful about who you voice that opinion to. I don't imagine the Tylers would take too kindly to those who added that sort of thing to the rumour mill."
"Yeah, but..."
Steve floundered a little as he started to catch on to Anna's swiftly cooling demeanour. He had found her a little intimidating to begin with, a woman with such natural power about her. But now something in her hard stare was causing his heartbeat to quicken. He laughed slightly, trying to lighten the mood.
"I mean, it's not like it could be that, really, when you think about it. I mean, it's not like the Tylers have taken over here. Whatever happened paved the way for you ladies to step in with your restaurant."
There was a long silence as Anna stared at him, her cold gaze level. He shifted his weight awkwardly and was trying to think of something to say to fill the silence when she suddenly smiled, the action not quite reaching her eyes. "Pop me over the invoice when you're ready, and I'll have it paid this Friday." Anna turned back towards the wall. "And good job. It's as though it never happened." Without another word, she walked back through the bar area towards the office. Watching her go, Steve shivered involuntarily. He had no idea what just happened, but he sure as hell wouldn't be mentioning the Tylers again. Whatever her connection was to them, and he was starting to think there was one, Anna Davis was a formidable woman in her own right. He stared at the clean blank wall he had just finished. Russian or not, he wouldn't want to be the